The Scots are just great at writing down things, cataloging things, making it so easy to find. The Fraser collections, the archives from the 18th and 19th century, there was a great interest in Scotland of preserving their tradition. So it's very easy now to find either printed versions of these or go online and actually download. In one of the Scottish collections, the Fraser collection, although I later found it's so popular, it's in other collections from Scotland, Alda Vallach, or the hills among the heather, or among the heather. It's very slow and pretty. It's in a major key, but there's some wistfulness and some wishing that you were back in Scotland. A lot of Scots went all over the world, but they always took their music and danced with them. So I haven't heard this recorded too many places, so I included it on one of my concert programs, which got recorded.
We're speaking with Sherry Ladig, who performs in many ensembles and in many traditions. You find the 1850s and 1860s a really fertile period for music making.
Especially in America, there were so many influences because of all the immigrant groups coming over. And especially in times like the American Civil War, many songs were written during that period by people of Irish descent or Scottish descent or just from anywhere. Walter Kittredge, for instance, had Scottish ancestors, but Tenting Tonight on the Old Campground was something that both Union and Confederate soldiers sang. It was about being tired and sick and weary and sore and having lost many of your comrades, but you just slog on. It was a horrible war, the American Civil War, but it had a great soundtrack. And some people really bring it when they sing. I'm thinking about my friend John Wenstrom, who many people know as a great singer. And I'm so lucky he works with us in the New Pearl Buttons, and he brings the voice of that era to the songs we choose.
We're here tenting tonight on the old campground. Give us a song. Our weary hearts, a song of home, and the friends we love so dear. Many are the hearts that are weary tonight, wishing for the war to cease. Many are the hearts searching dawn of peace. Tenting tonight, tenting tonight, tenting on the old campground. Many are the hearts that are weary tonight, tenting on the old campground.
We're speaking with Sherry Ladig. who researches and performs historical music. But when you've had all of these traditions rattling around in your mind for decades, you find that you can compose in them.
I've been composing since I was 3 years old, and realizing that the tune I was humming to myself wasn't something that somebody else did. It was something that was coming out of my head. I make my husband roll his eyes when I say all the good old tunes haven't been written yet. There's a few more out there. I'm always hearing new tunes, and so when I'm presented with a group playing on instruments that I don't play, such as the Minnesota Mandolin Orchestra, it's lovely because I can break out of my usual mold of performer and I can write something completely new. So this year I wrote a Brazilian thing called Evening Shades, which is a nocturne, a very slow, dreamy, you know, sort of it's going into the night, it's the blue hour, everything's kind of languid. But as the night progresses, it goes from this languid, dreamy thing to a really fast, vigorous, happy dance.
And in South America, it's commonplace for a flute player to play with this kind of ensemble, so you included a flute part.
I really like it.
Sherry Laddick performs in multiple groups and composes on commission in multiple styles. Sherry's web address is sherryladdick.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.